Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Club Junkie Podcast. Hopefully you're having a great week. It's Thursday again. It just gets to Thursday so fast in this week, and we've been busy here in the office just doing some stuff, getting ready for Best Irons coming out, I think, next week, if not the week after, but working with a bunch of fitters, getting that stuff ready, and it's just taking a while, and it's busy, and I'm doing a lot of like fitter interviews, which is fun, getting to talk to a lot of fitters across the country. But before we get into today's episode, just want to let you know this episode brought to you by Titleist and the brand new Pro V1 and Pro V1X. To be your best today, you have to outperform the player you were yesterday. For some, it might be breaking 80. For others, it might be breaking the course record. And for all of us, it's playing a golf ball we know will help get the most out of our game. The new Titleist Pro V1 and Pro V1X are the most advanced to date and will help reward your best swings like never before. Both models are longer, even more consistent, and feature unrivaled control. Pro V1 is the best combination of distance, spin, and feel in the game and delivers a penetrating flight, where Pro V1X flies higher and spins more in the short game while still giving you low spin on longer shots to maximize your distance. Find out more about the new Pro V1 and Pro V1X, including which is the best choice for you, at Titleist.com. So, I'm getting close to getting the new Pro V1s out there. I'm really excited. I've got a couple boxes of Pro V1Xs. I think I'm going to go back to the X. I like kind of that higher ball flight, especially with the irons. You know, driver, I can kind of launch it okay. But with the irons, it's kind of nice to hit that thing up in the air and get it to stop. Same thing with the wedges, be able to hit it high when you need to. So, I think I'm Pro V1X it this year, which would be pretty cool. So, anyway, getting into today's show, and yeah, we've been kind of busy with doing best irons. I know best of lists are, we did driver in Fairway Woods about a month ago, did those. It was really interesting to talk to these fitters all across the country, from club champions to locally here, the guys at Carl's Golf Land, which is a huge fitting outlet here, to the boys at Miles of Golf in Michigan, who were one of the first big time fitters here. I remember when they kind of started, everybody talking about this Miles of Golf place because it was a little far away from where I grew up. So, but talking to these guys and all over the country, some of the guys in Canada, it's just talking to these fitters all over the country and getting their thoughts on what irons that are going to going into bags, what they're seeing in these fits, and what they're seeing these players succeed with, and it's pretty interesting, it's pretty cool, and it's always fun to talk to these fitters, because as much as I go out and hit a lot of stuff and I hit all these products and I kind of have my opinions on them, what works better, what doesn't, these guys are looking at 100 times more. They're looking at thousands of times more swings than I'm dealing with. So their knowledge, their data, their expertise is extremely valuable. And most of the people in golf, all these fitters, they're super nice people. They're awesome to talk to. They're happy to talk some golf, even when they're not doing a fitting and all that, they're still happy to talk about some golf and talk about some equipment. And it's funny, we even get off on certain shafts and things like that, kind of stuff segues as you talk to people. But but that'll be fun doing the best. I haven't even seen the results yet, so I know that I think we still have stuff coming in and all that. I don't think results are final, but like I said, I've been calling these fitters and doing kind of interviews, talking about different irons and stuff they're seeing. So a lot of fun. It'll be, I think it's coming out in the next 2 weeks or so. That'll be coming out, and it'll be cool. It's always fun to see. We, of course, are doing best blade, and I'll tell you right now, when you talk to fitters and you go, all right, we're getting into the blades, they all kind of roll their eyes and go, oh, geez. It's amazing when you talk to these fitters and how few blades they fit compared to, every other type of iron, even for, really good players. They just don't fit that many blades, and it's pretty funny, because they're like, yeah, I mean, every one of them, just like the sample size on these is just so much smaller, because even the best players that walk in there that are scratched, plus handicaps, whatever, they're getting into, cavity backs, and, he's like, just your T100 type sets, ZX7s, he's like, you're just not, even for those players, you're not seeing the blades come into play there. Almost everything is, cavity backs are a little above. So, but I mean, I know everybody wants to hear, what blades these fitters are putting people into. It's like I said, they always kind of roll their eyes and, oh, geez. And you're like, yep, I know, but we got to do it. So been a lot of fun. Been really thankful for these fitters take their time out to talk to me and to fill out, you know, all our paperwork for putting this all together. So a lot of fun there. For me, just been messing around. I haven't been tinkering a whole lot in the shop because, like I said, it's been kind of busy. I haven't messed with a ton of stuff. I kind of finished building that set of last week. I think it was last week. I was building a set of reshafting a set of original 790s, TaylorMade piece 790s with some steel fiber 95s in there. So got that done. It's always interesting. I didn't realize when I was building that set, the guy moved to a mid-size grip, so the swing weight went a hair lighter. So I've got it as basically close as we can. And but it was, you know, it's always fun to build something, and you know, you're always building something for somebody else. You're always, you know, a little more meticulous about it, because when you're building for yourself, you just, for me, it's like slapping it together to get it on the course. I just kind of don't care if the, you know, if the ferrule's not perfect, or I'm not going to turn down a ferrule for me. I don't care. I'm just, you know, taking it out to the course. You know, if the grip's on, you know, a slight bit, I mean, I put everything logo down, so it doesn't really matter. But if the grip's just like slightly crooked or whatever, it's like, eh, you know, I'm taking it out to test it and play it. And after that, I don't really care. So most of the time, a lot of those builds, especially if it's just like seven irons and stuff like that, or just, you know, if somebody sends in like a 4-7 pitch or something like that, you know, then I pretty much, you know, I don't really care. You know, I don't want to say I don't really care at all, but like, I just, you know, if something's just slightly crooked like that, not going to affect performance, you know, it's fine. I'm taking it out there. It's more about speed and quantity at that point. But got all that stuff done. And then, I was cleaning out some stuff. And if you don't follow me on Instagram, @ClubJunkiePod, I've been posting some of my some of my putter collection. It's not massive by any means, but just as I've been kind of cleaning stuff out and moving stuff around a little bit, I've been, I kind of found the putter bag in the back corner and pulled a few putters out, and we're just taking some putts down here on the putting mat. And, you know, just stuff like my Scotty Cameron Catalina 2. Absolutely love that putter. You know, it's a oil can, it's a carbon steel oil can finish, so it does rust and all that. But I bought it off a buddy of mine, got me in touch with somebody he knew who was selling it. I got it for an absolute steal of a price. It still has majority of the oil can finish still on it. It's a touch worn, but just a putter that I was, you know, I pulled back out, just was hitting some putts with, and it was just like, man, this is just a great, great flat stick. And it'd be interesting, because I'd love to see Scotty redo that head and do something, you know, put the interchangeable weights in it, make it a little bit heavier. I don't know what the head weight is on that thing, but it definitely feels lighter than most of the putters I have. But, you know, I love the look. It's a little longer heel to toe. It's got, you know, the little wider flange, the triple sight lines on the flange. It's just overall just a really, really good shape. And the sound is actually just a hair more metallic and loud than I truly like. I would love for the milling to be just a hair deeper, to offer just a slightly softer feel, and maybe just take a little bit of that sound out of it. But I think doing something like a Catalina 2, with that kind of single bend shaft, you know, would just be really cool. It'd be awesome to see a brand new one. And I actually might, you know, I'm not a guy who chases down Scotty Camerons or anything like that. But a Catalina 2, if they reissued it, that I might be interested in. But it'd be pretty cool to see them do a new version of that. I just, you know, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think that putter was that popular. And now with like the Newport 2.5s and some stuff like that out there that are kind of wider, you know, wider blades, there's just, I don't think, a need for it. You know, it doesn't fit in the line well, but it'd be cool to maybe commission that from one of the boutique putter makers out there that do custom putters for people. It'd be kind of cool to like almost send them the head and be like, you know, can you make this a little wider? And, you know, just a couple little changes there, you know, because I would love it maybe just a hair wider front to back, just to make it look a little bit more proportionate, but keep the triple sight line, keep the top line pretty similar in terms of the thickness. And then, you know, like I said, add maybe a little deeper mill would be cool. And I'm going to try not to say, like I said, because I've heard people say that I say it too often, and I apologize. It's one of those tics when you're just talking by yourself. It's really hard to like, you don't even notice those things because there's nobody else to bounce stuff off of. So when you're just talking to basically a small little camera in front of me, and a microphone on my left, it's hard to not get into those little ticks and things like that. But today's show, going to do something, got a couple irons, did a little, went out and hit a handful of irons, all from the same manufacturer, but kind of interesting just to do a little, I don't necessarily want to call it a shootout, because I don't think people would necessarily compare all these irons together. But I went out and hit basically four of the TaylorMade irons and kind of hit them all kind of side by side. I didn't, I basically went with hit the P7MB, the P7MC, the P770, and the P790. So all the new ones there. Excuse me. Didn't have the Stealth or Stealth HD out there, but I know a lot of you probably don't care as much about those who listen here. Most of the questions I get are more, probably you guys are probably better players than me by a long shot. So I've talked to a lot of people on DMs and things like that who, you know, are scratch players and low single digits and stuff like that. So I don't think a lot of you care about the Stealth HD. I will say the Stealth HD, I've only hit like five balls with it, something like that. When I was at the Kingdom a couple months ago, and it doesn't have the look that people really want. I mean, it's got a lot of offset. It's kind of long heel to toe. It's got a kind of a short, it has a kind of a shallow face to it. So it's got an interesting look. It looks like kind of like a little mini hybrid. It goes high in the air and it goes dead straight. It's just, if you're looking for high and straight and, you know, forgiving all that, like it is that club. It just goes high, goes straight. It goes a long way. It's, if you can get by the look of it, it performs really, really well. But I didn't do those. So like I said, went with the MB, the MC, the 770 and the 790 just to kind of see. I mean, the 7MB again is one of those clubs that I'll hit it here. It's fun, you know, hit it, get a few numbers and kind of compare it to the others, but it's never going to my bag, even though it's beautiful. I love it. Let's see, where is it here? If you're watching this on YouTube, and if you go on YouTube and you search Golf 3RX Radio, you can see this show on YouTube if you want. Not that it's anything that exciting. It's my ugly face sitting in front of a camera and just talking. So, but I do put the, you know, I do put the the clubs up in the air and you know, kind of show them off. But the P7MB from TaylorMade, this isn't brand new. This has been out for a little bit. They redid these just, you know, I think end of last year or whatever. I think we first saw him in Morikawa's bag, and he had a P7CM. So his actually were built, you know, specifically for him. But the MB is the retail version of that, which looks very similar. I don't think there's too much of a difference cosmetically. It'd be, you know, he's probably got a different sole, a little different shaping, stuff like that. But I think cosmetically they probably look very, very similar. So it's a traditional, you know, it's traditional muscle back blade is very debated. This one here, it definitely has that, you know, muscle back blade look. The muscle on the back has kind of a, I guess I want to call it like trapezoidal type or a design on the rear muscle. And what they're doing there is they're basically adjusting CG with moving that weight, you know, up and down, again, depending on the club. But it kind of gives it kind of a cool, sexy little look with the chrome on the bottom. Matte finish all over the rest of it, and then this little chrome kind of, like I said, I don't know if it's trapezoidal, whatever. Geometry and I were not best friends back in the day, but it's kind of got this you know, diamond and or triangular and diamond type shape, you know, on the back pattern. And what they're doing there a lot is moving that weight around. You can see that, you know, it's not perfectly symmetrical, and you know, the actual tallest part of the muscle is a little bit higher. So basically just moving that mass kind of behind the impact spot and, you know, adjusting, you know, CG accordingly. But a really good looking iron, very, very minimal offset. It's got just a hair. Leading edge is pretty straight. It's got just a little bit of radius to it. Top line's thin. I kind of like that it doesn't have a crazy super sharp toe. A little bit more rounded, a little softer, you know, when you look at the sole, not a ton of bounce, but a good amount. It's not crazy low. The front leading edge is fairly rounded, fairly blunt, so it does kind of help with the turnoff interaction there. And then the face is, you know, fully milled, and you can see kind of all the milling marks and all that on the face. So overall, I mean, simple, not a ton of tech, basically forged out of steel. They do have a kind of an interesting, they call it like a compact grain forging. So I think kind of like some other brands are trying to kind of get all the metal to kind of move in a certain way to increase a little bit softness and a little bit of responsiveness on the head. But overall, just a really, really good looking blade. When you set it down, it just looks great. It's one of those, I wish my game was good enough to play a set of these, because they really are, I mean, they're pretty. they're beautiful. I really like the look of them. And like I said, the shape from a dress fits my eye really, really well. So just enough offset to make you feel comfortable, but not too much where you're going to kind of, complain about it. I know, we've seen recently, like Adam Scott's irons have a good amount of offset to them. These definitely have less than that. So overall, just a really good looking blade. No tech to really get into. I mean, they're forged. One piece forged, and I believe they've even forged the hosel into it as well. I know some places hosel and head are kind of separate, and they kind of weld them together or put them together in whichever way works for them. But these here, really, really good, and I do have to say they're really soft. Like a lot of forged blades, I know that there's other brands that kind of get the reputation of being the softest and all that. These are really, really soft. They feel really good. When you get it in the center or very close to center, you actually can, it's got good feel. It's one of those where it's just solid. You feel the ball just compress off the face, and it's just one of those precision instruments. You don't have to worry about hot spots or anything like that. There's no, ball flying off the face or anything like that. It's just really good, solid feel. And the responsiveness is solid. When you start missing it closer out to the toe or a little lower on the face, you're going to feel it. You're going to get that vibration to your hands. When you hit it in the center, it's going to be buttery soft and just almost like the ball, it's almost like you just don't even feel anything. It just thuds and goes. Even with crappy range balls, you're getting that just really solid feel. And they're very soft. They're probably, up there with majority of, high-end forged stuff that I've hit. It's, they're just as soft. They're right up there with it. Forgiveness, of course, you're going to struggle if you don't hit the center. If you're hitting it low on the face, you're hitting it out on the toe, things like that, you're going to see a bigger drop in distance. I mean, when I was looking at hitting balls there, and I'll go through some of the numbers as well, I could definitely tell, one, launch monitor-wise, two, just ball flight-wise, when you did miss it, the drop in performance, the drop in distance, whether it was height, all those things. I mean, it was much more drastic, the misses, which I think everybody, I mean, I don't have to, I'm telling you guys this, you've all probably hit blades out there and kind of understand as well. When you hit it center, it's so good. And when you miss it, even a little bit, you really start to see that performance go. And when you do, have a substantial miss, those are shots that are not getting to the green. They're not getting, they're dropping you in the bunker. They're dropping you in a hazard. They're putting you in bad places when you really do miss it. So they do take a pretty good level of precision. But when you do hit it in the center, you are rewarded with exact distances. You're rewarded with, a flight that's consistent. You're kind of rewarded with all those things. But they're the P7MB, really, really good. So when I was kind of hitting these, I kind of hit all four. And I don't know if I, should I get into numbers of each one and then bring up the other one? Because it's kind of easier, I think, to compare if I'm just saying, I guess I'll compare the MB and the CB because, these two are pretty darn close. But the MB, like I said, really, really good. I really like the, I really like the feel and everything of that and that about it. I just wish I could play it. And then there is the P7MC, which is kind of the cavity back version, and this is brand new out. I remember this got leaked on Instagram by TaylorMade accidentally right before it was supposed to come out, but they are out now, and again, not a whole lot different from the previous version. They've kind of changed up the graphics and the milling and stuff like that in the back, or the forging in the back. I don't think this is actually milled back here, but pretty interesting where you have kind of a silver... it's probably a silver painted finish in the small cavity, all chrome on the back. But on the front, everything is kind of a satin I guess it's more of a satin finish, so you don't get the glare or anything like that. The faces on these, again, like the blade, fully milled, so you're getting a consistent flat surface. Sole on this one, not much wider, to be honest. They're pretty narrow, and to be honest, the cavity in the back is pretty darn shallow. So I think anybody kind of looking at the MC is crazy more forgiving than the blade. It's probably not that big of a difference. I didn't notice a huge difference between the two. Now on this one here, it is a little bigger blade length or larger blade. Again, very minimal offset, maybe just a hair more than the blade. but a good transition from Hazel into Leading Edge. I think that there's companies there that can do that really well with their design, that you can add a little bit of offset without making it look like there's just an absolute ton of offset. And I think it's just the way they blend that, you know, the front end of, or the hosel coming down into the Leading Edge. If you blend it right, it looks really good. There's some irons out there that people make it really sharp and really aggressive, and it just almost looks like there's more offset than should be there. Or it kind of gives a look where the iron just almost drops off. To me, I like that kind of, you know, softer, easier transition into the Leading Edge. Again, it's got a kind of a blunted Leading Edge as well. It doesn't feel quite as, the radius isn't quite as great as the MB. But again, a little more balanced, it looks like, on this. These are both 7 irons. Actually, all 4 irons I was hitting were 7 irons. But overall, a really good look. Like I said, slightly taller face, looks a little bit longer heel to toe, but, you know, slightly bigger blade, but not a crazy cavity. And, with it, you're going to get a little more forgiveness out of it, but nothing absolutely crazy. Look again, really, really good. I really like the MC. I like the old MC. I think the new one has a great look as well. These are, same thing. They've got that same, compact grain forging and, one piece all done. There's no, crazy air foam or anything like that. There's no speed slots or on the bottom, nothing like that. It's a one piece forged iron. You're not going to get, crazy ball speeds, anything like this. With the bigger club head, you're going to have a slightly expanded sweet spot, nothing too crazy. You're still going to see that performance drop or that, on the ball flight when you miss it. You get a little more room out on the toe and into the heel, a little bit more than the blade, but not a ton. You'll see a lot of guys combo these up and put, MCs in kind of the long irons and MBs in the short irons. And then some of us who would get even crazier, you could see something like P770s at the top end, some MCs in the middle, and then MBs at the bottom. And TaylorMade's like, they kind of promote that stuff. They say, making some combo sets with some different irons. They even put out like a chart of what, if you did put these sets together, kind of if you had to tweak any lofts or anything like that, where you could tweak them to kind of dial it in. But most people who are going to go down that road and get deep into the weeds are probably going to work with their fitter, and they're going to kind of custom bend everything to make sure it all flows evenly, the gaps are covered, and they're getting the distances they need out of each iron. But 7 iron here, again, like I said, the one thing I was kind of surprised with, I feel like, and I don't have last year's MC here, but I feel like the cavity on the top, because there is that little cavity on the top, is a little bit shallower. And I know the old one was shallow as well. I mean, it's nothing crazy, but I feel like this one's even a little bit more shallow. But again, feel really, really good. I would say, if you were to kind of blind taste test between the MC and the MB, it would really be kind of hard to tell the difference between the two if you're striking at dead center. Both of them have extremely soft feel. They're very solid. And much like the MB, this one here, you can kind of feel that ball just compress into the face and go. It's just, that one piece solid steel behind a ball. There's nothing else in the way. It just gives it a really soft, solid feel. And again, when you're striking it well, it's just a heavy thud when the ball leaves the face. There's like zero clickiness to either one of them when you're hit striking in the center. When you start missing it out there, you'll start hearing that little bit of click. You start feeling that vibration go up the shaft. When you start missing it, whether it's low, whether it's toe, whether it's, most blades and CBs like this, you get a little more, I feel like you get a little more feel out on the heel when you miss it there, compared to the toe, but still, you're going to notice those miss hits a little bit more. The responsiveness on both of these is very, very good. And again, I think, where there's other brands that people kind of know for blades and forged CBs, and they're kind of like, considered higher end or whatever, I think these play with anything. I mean, I think you can put these in an arena with just about any other brand CB, forged CB, and MB, and I think you'd be, hard pressed to say that these are inferior in any way. So I like the look. Like I said, I like that TaylorMade kind of did the chrome backs, but then left everything else satin, so you don't get the glare or anything like that. I know recently I've had the new Tour Edge, forged CB in my hand, and they look really good, but the whole thing's like chrome, and I'm a little worried when I get them out on the course what that's going to do in terms of glare. These, like I said, this kind of brushed satin finish, they should be fine. You shouldn't have much glare at all, if any. But overall, again, both really, really good. Comparing these two, they were pretty close for me. I was hitting these, kind of, like I said, I hit all four, had them all out there, and was just hitting balls with each one, kind of rotating through. And between the two, the funny thing is carry distance was exactly the same. I was basically 142 yards with both of them. So they were both pretty much identical in terms of yardage. Now, when you go through and kind of look at the shots and look at kind of the consistency of the carry distances between the two, they're, let's just see here real quick. I see a little more variation, with the blade. You see just a touch of variation more, the worst shot is worse. The best shot is about the same, where there's a little more consistency with the MC. So even though it does have kind of a slightly shallow cavity in the back, which you wouldn't think does a whole lot, I think the slightly bigger blade size does add a little bit of forgiveness there, compared to the MB. Like I said, consistency, especially with kind of the carry number there, was a little more consistent with the MC. I didn't have the kind of the low lows and the high highs. Neither one of them, you really have a high high. The faces aren't crazy hot, anything like that. They're meant to be kind of precision things where you know your 7-iron goes this distance, and that's the distance it goes. So spin numbers were pretty close. MB sponged a little bit more. MB spun at 5,705 RPM, where the MC was at 5,582. So a little bit more spin with the MB. Nothing too crazy, but a little bit. Ball speed was actually really close. The MC beat it out by 0.4. So 104 miles an hour with the MB. 104.4 with the MC. So really, really close. Again, you saw a little tighter consistency with the MC in terms of ball speed. So when, like I said, for me, I'm a 9.5. I don't hit the center every time. I have good days striking it, and then I have days that aren't so good. Hitting the four, these irons there, I was swinging it pretty decent. I was hitting the ball pretty close to center. I mean, there's some low, my misses really were low on the face with most clubs, when I was out hitting them. But like I said, ball speed just a little bit tighter in terms of variance on the MC compared to the MB. But again, really, really close, said not even half a mile an hour between the two. The smash factor, which, in irons, it does give you a little bit. It's not as heavily leaned on as in driver, but 1-2-4 for both. The apex was interesting. I hit the MB actually a little bit higher. Typically the MBs kind of fly out flatter. They, come off a little lower. They, all that. But the apex on it actually was, it's 2 feet at an apex, which is like nothing. So 85 feet for the MB and 83 feet for the MC. But the actual launch angle on the MC was actually slightly higher, which is, like I said, just kind of going through averages, but 22.1 degrees for the MC and 21.3 degrees for the MB. So, about 0.8, just under 1 degree launch difference between the MB and the MC. And both had the same shafts, KBS Tour 120s, same grips. And, loft-wise, these two are the same for 7-irons at 34 degrees. So, pretty close. If you're going to do a little bit, if you're looking to do kind of a combo set between the two, and really worried about at the 4, 5, and 6 iron, getting a little bit more forgiveness or whatever, I think the MC will give you a little bit of it. I think it'll give you a little bit more, let you get away with just a little bit more on the size of the sweet spot on it, and it carries a little more ball speed when you're slightly off center. And like I said, and the only reason I say it is just because how much more consistent those numbers were, and like I said, I don't hit it dead center every time, but feel on those two, really, really good. I don't have anything to really talk about turf interaction. They're fairly narrow soled, but hitting off mats and here in the winter in Michigan, we're getting close to courses being open and stuff like that, but we're not quite there yet. So can't really comment on turf interaction, but overall performance really, really solid. If you're looking for a player's blade or a player's cavity back, these two are really good. If you like the shape and you like kind of the look, I think they're worth trying. I think, like I said, you could put them up against any. God, I said it again. I said the like I said. I'm going to try not to, but I'm catching myself. But I think you could put these up against, any other brand and be pretty pretty impressed with how the MB and MC feel. So those two there, like I said, these two here, I wish I had the game to play a full set of kind of MBs. Even the MCs, I could probably play in the short irons. Anything kind of 6 and above would be, 4, 5, 6 would be tough. 4, there's no way. I just don't think I could hit it consistently enough. Five even would be kind of, you know, pushing it, and then six would be kind of that. I would probably move to something a little bit more. So I think for me, I would probably go a P770 in the longer, you know, maybe a P794 iron, 770 in the five and six, and then do, you know, at that point, you'd probably just do 7, 8, 9 pitch in the MC. For me, I'd probably just skip the blade altogether. But if I did it, maybe do 7, 8 in the MC and then, you know, 9 in pitch in the MB. But I don't think, you know, then I'm getting really kind of crazy into it. But it's, but like I said, but MC, MB, definitely check out if you're in that kind of looking for that category. Worth taking a look at. And then we move into kind of the more popular, you know, the TaylorMade irons you're going to see more on the course, which would be, you know, first starting off the P770. I loved the 770. I played it last year and played the previous generation 770s. Really, really liked them. Put a couple different shafts in them, but really liked those irons. I thought they were a great option for somebody who's looking to, you know, who's, you know, kind of like me. You're basically into single digits. You know, you need a little bit of help. You know, if you go to an iron that is a little more forgiving, you can definitely, you know, shoot a little better score. So the 770s are a really solid option there. I think the new one looks really good. I like the new finish, which again brings in kind of that, you know, I guess I'm going to call it satin. Again, with the MC and MB, it's kind of hard to say exactly that finishes, you know, because you don't really see the brush marks, so it's not brush. I guess you see a little bit of the brush marks, but it's, yeah, kind of a satin finish, a duller finish, so you don't get the glare. But the new one looks very similar to the old one. They did a really good job with this one. I feel like maybe they just added a touch of offset, you know, compared. I'd have to pull my old 7-iron out. But again, pretty minimal offset, you know, similar to the MC, if not maybe just a smidge more, but I mean it's pretty good looking iron. When you set it down, it looks like a player's iron, which is super nice, and that's what I like. And it's not crazy long heel to toe, it's not really big, it's very compact for being a multi-piece iron. And this is the, you know, the 770 has the air foam in there, or air foam 2 I think as they call it, which is, you know, lighter. They've got air foam 2 in here. It's got a, you know, a face that's welded on. It's got you know, a tungsten and all these things inside of it. So it's very high tech, but also very compact, and it offers you, you know, higher ball speed, more forgiveness, but in a small package. And that's what I think a lot of us are looking for. When you're a guy like me, who's, you know, like I said, a guy like me, who's a 9.5, and you do have bad days where you don't strike it, you know, anywhere near the center, this thing's going to let you get away with some of those shots. You know, ball speed wise, all that, are really good. They definitely are a significant jump over the MC and the MB. And again, you see some added consistency there. So when you're not exactly dead center flush every shot, you still get that ball speed. You still get the ball to kind of get up in the air and go. And, from the, you know, me playing these all last year, you could hit shots that you thought, you know, when you, responsiveness wise, you feel it kind of go either low on the face or off the toe or wherever you hit it on the face that wasn't center, and the ball would still basically make it to the green. You know, you'd get on the front of the green or onto the fringe or just in front. It would, you know, the miss was much, much better. You got away with it. You could, you know, then walk up, chip, you know, have an easy chip or even putt it from where you were. But shots were just, you know, easier to get away from. And when you missed it here, if you missed it the same way on the blade or the MC, you're coming up, you know, substantially shorter, and you can really tell this one, you know, you'd get away, you'd hit it and go, oh no. And then you'd watch where the ball landed and you go, okay, like that's not as bad as I thought. And there was a few times, you know, in my league when you hit a ball and you just go, oh crap, like I missed that one, whatever. And it ends up on the green, you know, even though it's 30 feet away, whatever, 40 feet away, it still ended up on the green. And then your playing partners are mad at you because, oh yeah, it was a really bad shot. You're, you know, on the green. But you still, you know, knew that you hit it. You knew you mishit it. You knew you put a bad swing on it. It let you get away with it. But I've been a big fan of the P770. The refinements in it in terms of look, they changed it up a little bit, not a ton. You know, the backside there, they made it all the same material, then put a little, kind of that little chrome section in the toe there, but just kind of a refined look with some newer technology. And, you know, internally, again, they've got tungsten and all that to kind of progressively change the CG throughout the set. So the four iron is easier to hit up in the air, where the, you know, nine pitching wedge are going to offer a flatter, more penetrating ball flight for those irons. These ones here, when you compare them to the MB and MC, they are just only a slight bit stronger. The 7-iron here comes in at 33 degrees, so 1 degree stronger. But the hot face, or the thin face on it, and the air foam and all the multi-material stuff definitely gives it an advantage in terms of ball speed. So when I was hitting these, with these, it was definitely a notice on ball speed, which I'll get into, and, you know, just overall feel. Still really soft, like the foam in there, all that, it still mutes the feel. You're still gonna get a good feeling, you know, soft sounding shot. There's just a touch more firmness to it than the MC and the MB, and, you know, if you really listen, you can hear just maybe a touch of click. Indoors you might hear it, outdoors you probably wouldn't notice it as much, and it'll probably also depend on what ball you're playing. The firmer range balls that you hit, you're definitely going to maybe hear a little more of that click. Center shots, though, sound and feel really good, especially for an iron that's multiple pieces put together. You'd expect there maybe be some type of vibration, whatever, there, and there isn't. So, like I said, I've been a big fan of the 770. It's been a great iron. I haven't played the new one yet out on the course, but I played the old one for most of last year. It was kind of like my rotation of gamer irons that I played a lot of. And I think when Tursky and I and TG2 did kind of what's in the bags at the time, that was the one that was in my bag. So it was a really solid iron. And then you have the P790, which is TaylorMade's kind of bread and butter. And this is the larger version of the P770. But the nice thing about, the one thing I will say for TaylorMade is that the P790, most companies, when you get into this iron, which is kind of their iron for the everyday golfer who wants all the tech, wants everything, they've kept it where it doesn't have a lot of offset. It's got the most out of the four, for sure. But again, the way they blend the offset from the hosel into the leading edge is very straight. It's the least rounded out of everything. The top line is definitely thicker, but proportionally to the size of the club head, which is the largest of the four, it doesn't look that far off. When you set this thing down, this is an iron that I feel like the P790, you're going to see in bags of scratch players, and you're going to see it in bags of, you know, 15 plus handicap, 20 handicaps. There's so much forgiveness. There's a ton of ball speed in it, but they didn't make it look like a big, huge forgiving iron. And I think a lot of other companies, this iron in their line is even a little bit bigger, has a little bit more offset, maybe a thicker top line. It just doesn't have that player's look. And even from the back, when you look at it, I mean, they kind of shaped it like a little bit of a blade. They made it look like a player's club. And I think a 790 in a bag looks really good. And I think the players who, it just fits a wide range of players. Like I said, you can be a low handy single digit handicap, and you can be, you know, a guy who doesn't play as much, or, you know, game isn't quite there anymore. And either way, you're going to be able to play this iron, and it looks really good from a dress. The sole isn't crazy, crazy thick. I mean, yes, it's the widest, the biggest of the four, but it's not huge. It's not a big shovel. It's not anything crazy. These things just have a really good look, and I think TaylorMade did a really good job keeping that DNA with the brand new version of the 790. So I've never really played a ton of 790. I've always kind of been drawn to the 770. Just because of its slightly more compact shape. But I mean, the 790, you know, if you had, you know, handed me a set and said you had to play these, I'd have no problem playing these irons. And these ones here are rocket launchers. The ball jumps off the face, kind of anywhere you hit it on the face, it really goes. As you can see, if you're watching this on YouTube, my strike pattern is just a hair off the toe, and still getting the fastest ball speed out of all the irons there that I hit, all four of these. Just crazy fast ball speed. It launches high. I mean, it's easy to get in the air, but it isn't just straight up. You know, you're not hitting it just straight in the air. It's not an iron that, you know, is a one-trick pony where it just goes straight in the air, super high, and that's it. It definitely can be, you know, you can work the ball with this thing. And like I said, doesn't have a ton of offset. So you can, you know, hit fades, hit draws, all those shots you can kind of hit with this. Now, Is it going to be as easy to hit, you know, a specific draw compared to like the MB or the MC? No, it's going to take some of that away. It's going to, you know, it does have some MOI to it. It does have some forgiveness. So you maybe not be able to work it as much as those. And flighting it down won't be quite as easy, but you can definitely do it. You can do all those things. But the miss hits, all that, carry a ton of ball speed. The consistency when you're just slightly missing it, I was on the toe. Just slightly missing it there, you're still carrying a bunch of ball speed. You're still getting the ball to go a long way. And, you know, this is an iron that, you know, when you're going to get away with shots and hit some shots that aren't in the center that are going to end up being really, really good golf shots. So the 790 has been kind of the bread and butter for TaylorMade. I think it's one of their best sellers just because it does fit that wide range of golfer. But between the two, the 790 and the 770, again, you know, the stuff isn't crazy, crazy far off, but a little bit there. So carry distances both up over the MB and MC. Again, with the hot faces, you know, you're just going to get more ball speed. And yes, the lofts are stronger. The 770, though, is only 1 degree stronger than the MC and MB. It's 33 degrees. The 790 is a little bit stronger at 30.5. So a little bit stronger. But the interesting thing is, even at that same loft, you know, the loft being 2.5 degrees different, which I know everybody says, like, oh, it's just loft jagging. They're really not doing anything. They're just adding loft. The launch on them is almost identical for me. So 20.3 degrees for the 770, 20.8 degrees for the 790. So even though it's 2.5 degrees stronger, it still launches as high as the 770 for me. I mean, like I said, a half a degree difference between the two. If you just took a 770 and bent it 2.5 degrees strong, I don't think you'd see the same launch angle. Now, if you carry an absolute ton of ball speed or a ton of club head speed, sure, you could probably get away with that and make it work, and it would just go farther, and you could hit it high enough. But majority of golfers who are going to play these irons don't carry crazy, crazy ball speed. So if you did that and bent everything crazy strong, you wouldn't see those type of launch numbers. But launch very, very similar, even though they're 2.5 degrees different. The P790 being 2.5 degrees stronger, launch angle half a degree more with, you know, 2.5 degrees less loft. So yes, it should go farther, but also that's part of the technology of it, is that they're able to change that CG in these irons and move it down and all that. And, you know, if you took a blade and just bent it 3 degrees strong, you're not going to see the same performance as it had before. So, but anyway, distance wise, carry 150 for the 770, 154 for the 790. And again, the 790, you know, both of them, I wasn't hitting it totally flush. You could see with the 770, I hit, you know, a handful of shots low on the face, you know, where you're kind of losing a little bit of ball speed there, but, you know, still averaging out, you know, 150, 154. Spin rate, interesting that I spun the 770 the most out of all of them at 5839. I thought that was going to be definitely lower spinning than the rest. And again, these are seven irons, and these are range balls that I feel like definitely don't spin a whole lot. And then the 790 was the lowest, of course, the lowest spinning of all of them at 5202. So the lowest spinning out of all of them, which I kind of expected. The P790 is typically high launch, low spin, helps the ball go a long way. But 5839 to 5202, the 770 was definitely higher. And it wasn't just like, you know, one or two shots that really did that. When I jumped in and looked, I was like kind of expecting like, oh, I'll have like, you know, one or two shots that, you know, were in the, you know, 6500s or whatever. No, I mean, they were all 58.6, 57.9, 58.3, 58.4. They were all right around the 57, 58 number. It was really actually consistent. It was probably the tightest consistency of spin compared to any other iron or any of the four irons. It was probably the most consistent spin out of all those. But the same thing with 790, though. I mean, it was actually the same thing. It was pretty darn close. I mean, you basically fluctuated between 5100 and 53, maybe a 5400. But I mean, they were all all pretty tightly in there. They don't really have a ton of spin variation, even when you're kind of missing it from this, you know, missing it away from the center. You're just not seeing the spin go really high or really low. It's just, it stays consistent, and it's something we've seen with drivers all year. Definitely seeing it in these irons as well. Ball speed, this is where the big jump is. 770, 108.5 to 110.2. So both, you can tell the thin faces, the foam inside, the hollow body definitely adds a good amount of ball speed, you know, compared to the 104s from the MC and the MB. So a significant jump there. And, you know, again, I think you know, people always kind of say like, oh, it's all loft. I don't think it's all loft. I don't think just changing loft is going to add 4 miles an hour of ball speed. I think you're going to have to see some other things in there to make that happen. And I will say the P790 did have a slight, it's the only one that didn't have a KBS Tour 120. It came with the Dynamic Gold 105. So I will give it that. It is a slightly different shaft, but still. Smash factor, again, higher. You're at 129 with the 770, 134 with the 790. The launch angle, like I said, the launch angle, again, 20.3 in the 770, 20.8 in the 790. And the apex ended up being, of course, higher with the 790, 89 with the 770, 89 feet, and 96 feet with the 790. So 790, definitely the longest out of the three, or out of the four. Like you would expect. I mean, I think you'd expect the MB and the MC to be shorter. They've got weaker lofts. They don't have any speed built into them. I mean, these are, you know, it's distance irons versus precision irons. So I don't think anything there is shocking. All four irons I'm really impressed with. I really like. I think, again, if you were to say you got to pick one that play the full set, I think I would go 770. I think that's just, it's kind of that good cheater iron for me where it looks like a player's club. Looks like, you know, smaller and all that, but I get all the performance and all the tech out of it. So 770, 790, really, really good. But again, the MB and MC, just really solid players' irons. So if you're looking for new irons this year, you know, and if you fit into kind of one of those categories, I think it's worth, you know, the 770, 790 are always stuff that's tried by everybody. I think if you're somebody who's looking for that player's cavity, the MB and the MC are definitely worth trying. They're really good feeling, and they look really good performance-wise. I mean, you know, compared to other irons, are they going to be faster, longer, whatever? You know, you're going to talk about marginal things when you're talking about these one-piece Ford Teds. So 770, 790, I would play the 770. The combo set, though, I mean, I could see doing like a 794 iron and then doing the rest of the set as 770s. That'd be kind of cool. Or throwing in some other combos and adjusting some lofts accordingly. But really good set irons. Been a big fan of the TaylorMade irons for a while. I played the, you know, 770s as gamers, but really fun. So if you go to TaylorMadeGolf.com, check out more of the specs, all that stuff on all four of these irons. But, you know, really enjoyed hitting them. We'll see if they may, you know, one of them makes it in the bag for the year. We'll see. Maybe another, you know, maybe a new 770 year. We don't know. But anyway, that's all I've got this week. Hopefully you have a good weekend. Maybe watch a little golf. I know WGC Dell Match Play started up yesterday, actually, on Wednesday. And it's always kind of fun to see the match play stuff. So it'll be fun to watch. I'll hopefully get to watch a little bit more of it. I know I haven't been watching a ton of tournament golf lately. Just been, you know, when I'm not at work, it's, you know, it's family time. So hopefully watch a little bit of golf. Like I said, I like the match play. And then we're on to next week, and we're a little bit closer to the Masters. So Masters is coming up. It's always exciting. It's, you know, fun to see the bags, the head covers, all the limited edition gear, all that fun stuff. It's always great to see that stuff. So I'm excited to see what these companies come up with this year. And I mean, the Masters is just, it's such a good weekend. So anyway, have a great rest of the week. Hopefully you get out and play some golf. And we'll see you next week.